As the Dodgers and Giants wrap up their series Thursday in San Francisco, it's the long-awaited return of Julio Urías making his season debut, Matt Moore starting for San Francisco. In the top of the first inning, Corey Seager, celebrating his 23rd birthday, did not wait long facing Moore.
And hammers another ball to center field. Hernandez back, and he's done it again! Happy 23rd birthday, Corey Seager, with a solo home run to start the scoring.
First and third, two out, one nothing Dodgers, bottom of the sixth. Line drive into center field for a base hit. Arroyo delivers, Belt comes in to score, and the Giants have tied it at one. Tolles on 1-2, tied at one in the 10th. Here's the pitch. Fly ball center field, that's well hit, and that one is going to drop in for a base hit. So the Dodgers have the bases loaded. A run is in.
Kike Hernandez. And he goes after the first pitch. Posey's over and makes the catch. The throw home, not in time.
You can tag when it first hits the glove. You see when this goes.
Loaded for Turner. And he smacks one to center. Hernandez plays it on a bounce. The line keeps on moving. It's 4-1.
The Dodgers were able to get a split of their four-game series with the Giants after a 5-1, 10-inning victory Thursday in San Francisco. Here's Dodgers manager Dave Roberts.
It's a big win for us, and I think that we always say that they're all big. But, you know, you look at this series four-game set, to lose two in the win column and the winner or in the loss column and come out of it to salvage a split, I think is huge for us. And now we get to go back home, and yeah, we'll get these guys again next week, but we'll get it going, you know. But to see the life in the ninth inning and to see what Julio did today, there were some good things.
You mentioned Julio, another tremendous start from your starting staff, and him in particular in his debut.
It was great. It was good to get him back and just watch him go out there and compete. And we've talked about it, you know, it starts with starting pitching, and I know that our bats will come around. And we had some balls hard this series, really didn't get a whole lot to show for it. So to find a way to scratch out a win again and score some runs late, that was big. And the guys in the pen did a great job. And even for Kenley to take the ball in that ninth inning in a tie game says a lot, you know, to his unselfishness in helping us win a baseball game.
And what does it say about this team after a deflating loss last night to come back and put together a 10th inning in the manner in which they did?
It says a lot about the character. And you know, we know how talented we are. We know we're going to play well. We know we're going to win baseball games. So even coming in today, the only focus was to win a baseball game. And obviously, you see, we use a lot of players today, and so in a lot of different roles, and there's a lot of unselfish players in there. So today's a good day, and we look forward to a happy flight.
Why would you ever pinch run Stripling for Gonzo?
You know what? I was torn, but, you know, I think in a foot race, I'd bet on Strip.
Did Ross tell you he was a wide receiver? School, did you know about his
No, I didn't. I didn't know about his short-lived football career. But yeah, again, right there, I thought about it at second base with nobody out. Base hit, you got to make sure you're going to score. So there's no reason to pinch run Gonzo there or Strip. But then if there was an out, I was going to pinch run him with one out. And right there at third base, a medium fly ball. I want to take a chance with Strip and. If there is an out, we don't send Adrian, then there's a double play, then we're out of the inning. So that's why that was my mindset. But it was good to see Strick get in there and get an at bat, too.
And you had said that Tolles had been pressing in your mind, but to come through in that particular at bat against a left hander, what did you see in that at bat?
You know what? Tolles, he's not afraid of the moment, the big spot, and he's going to swing his way out of it. You know, he's a hitter first. And, you know, I think that it gets frustrating sometimes when you do square baseballs up and you get nothing and you start looking at the scoreboard and you see your average continue to go down. But for him, put that at bat, stick his nose in there, that was a big hit.
Dave, how many players had the instincts that Chase had in that situation, trying to get an insurance run to tag up on a play like that?
It's, you know, that inning, I think that if, you know, if you can look back, you know, it started with Chase as far as that play, very heads up. And by the book, you know, when there's a ball foul, you want to tag up. And obviously the way he saw Buster, how he caught the baseball back to him and going away from the home plate to tag and make him make a perfect throw, heads up. But throughout the inning, we took the extra bases. We were back on line drive. So there's a lot of good things that we did that inning. But yeah, Chase is a heck of a baseball player, and he does a lot of things to help you win.
Dave, what specifically do you like about Julio's outing?
I think that I like the efficiency. I liked the change was good. Started losing it, the command of the change in the fifth and the sixth inning, but I thought the change was very good. I thought the life to the fastball and his breaking ball was good. So, you know, he's got such great composure on the mound, and it's good to see him back out there and give us that quality start.
In the sixth inning, when you walked Posey intentionally, was that a pretty easy decision? You know, he was hitting 370, but hasn't been driving in runs. You have the young kid behind him.
It was an easy decision to walk Posey. I think the thing that I kind of thought through was I going to go to Fields against Arroyo? But you know, at that point in time, Julio was 5 2/3. I liked where his pitch count was, and you know, this is a chance. Sometimes you've got to let pitchers, young pitchers, better pitches, try to find their way a little bit. And in that situation, I wanted Julio to get Arroyo, and once he didn't, then I went to the pen.
The go-ahead hit in the Dodgers' 5-1 victory in 10 innings over San Francisco Thursday came from Andrew Tolles. Here's his reaction to the start of the rally.
I just go up there and battle. I haven't seen a lefty in a while. I mean, we know that, but that's not an excuse. So I just wanted to go up there and do my job and get a hit, and it worked out.
Opportunity for you guys to split the series. You did that today. Could this type of game and this type of win catapult you into some positive momentum going back home?
Oh, for sure. Any momentum is good, so definitely this momentum or this win is going to help us out, so yeah.
When you're able to come in that type of situation, capitalize on the opportunity, end up winning the game for the team, what does that do for you as a player?
It does a lot. It, I mean, breeds confidence. What else? I don't know. Just gets the juices going, you know. It's not too much you can say. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Up next, the Dodgers open a six-game homestand Friday with Kenta Maeda pitching against Philadelphia, and the Giants start a weekend home series against San Diego with Jeff Samardzija pitching.